what were your intentions pursuing somebody who you knew was about to get married?
He wasn't in a fit. I was in a relationship with her. Just for the technicalities of everything.
But I'm how not, are you in a
I'm
relationship?
Not, I can't be in an affair if I'm not married.
Yeah, but she was the one that was married.
Yes.
So you were partaking in an affair.
Technically. Yeah. I'm just a technically minded person.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
But then how do you pursue somebody that you know was getting married? That's what I just want to start off with.
You see, the thing is, I've got notes here. So I'll go back to them, but just to just elaborate on what transpired was we have chemistry, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about, you know, smack bam. It was deeper than that, you know. And I didn't have any intention of any foul play. And at the same time, our first date wasn't about, you know, it was just about, hey, let's connect, let's just keep in touch.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm being dead serious.
No,
she's gorgeous. I had an attraction.
You. Exactly. So you're there telling me characteristics? That you took this woman out to lunch and had absolutely no intention.
I'm being dead
of
serious. We even shared the bill. Of course I kissed her. I mean, come on. I can't go.
So already by kissing her, your intentions are clear.
I tried to kiss her. She walked away. But, you know, it was.
So you did try to kiss her knowing that she was about to be married
okay,
to somebody
else. Okay, let me elaborate on something. My character.
Can we just agree that you did pursue her?
You
took her out on a date. Knowing that she's getting married, you tried to kiss her and she pulled away. And because, well,
it's not that
you were
simple.
A hunter like all other men, you pursued her.
It wasn't that blunt. I'm being dead
Come on,
serious.
My guy, really?
Yes, I'm being dead serious. I'm standing my ground on that one.
So why did you
however,
try and kiss
however,
her?
However, the problem was she struck nerves that no other lady at that time had done, which were deep into my problems.
Okay.
And I actually opened up to her because she saw where my problems were.
So y'all had a deep emotional connection.
Well, besides that, you know, crushy thing, then it started like, okay, cool, maybe, you know, what if? But it wasn't as if now I'm going to say, hey, get divorced, jump into my bed.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know.
So what was your plan?
I didn't have a plan. I'm being dead serious. I even declared to her, please, let's always meet in public. And let's keep it there. She was the one who took an Uber. At that time, Uber was like a new thing for me.
All right.
She took an Uber from Randburg all the way to Kempton Park. I was like, hold up. You could have taken an Uber to Sandton, jumped on the train, then take another Uber. The costs will be much less. She was like, no. I was in a rush to see you. I'm like, okay, cool, you know. And you know the thing with now you're in my space. There's my bedroom close by. Boom, you know. Not like that, but I'm just saying. That's why I said, let's just please stay away from being in a private space because I was naughty like that, you know.
Okay.
At that time.
Yeah. Y'all end up in bed together.
Mm.
Azumchita, like, you know, don't you have that thing, Uguti, okay, but this is somebody else's is wife, or do you think that the responsibility solely laid on her because she's the one that's married?
Okay, here's the thing about me and when I was a player, how I played my game. I didn't worry about his game plan.
Okay.
Like, his name for me was, you know what, if you need to pick up the call because your husband is calling you,
okay,
you might as well. Even in front of me, I don't mind. At okay. that time, before I was seriously emotionally connected to her,
mm-hmm.
I really didn't care.
Okay.
You know why? Because I'm not the type of person who's going to stab that guy's character or whatever. I was about my game plan. And as pure as it was, you're going to judge me on my game plan. And my game plan is just like that.
Okay.
I take it like that.
So what was the game plan? Because
I'm being dead serious. You know, when we met, I was actually having a lot of problems with my first baby mama.
Okay.
She's now my second baby mama.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was also there to, you know, guide me along. You know, I just calm down. There's a kid involved. Just take it in a very, you know, think about what you're doing first.
Yeah, she never stood a chance, eh?
You see, the problem is this. We from day one, yeah, we did have... We had every hiccup you could imagine.
But then how did you think that this was going to end? I mean, not only are the two of you having an affair, but you're having unprotected sex. So you knew that there was a possibility that she could fall pregnant, which she did.
You see, the thing is, that was a probability. And at that time, from my side, I really didn't care.
I can take
because even when she told the day she came to me and told me, hey, you know what, I'm priggies, I was like, okie dokes. But before she actually told me she was priggies, I had informed her that, listen, the other side chick that I was banging,
mm-hmm.
she's actually with child. I'm being dead serious. That was one of the weirdest days where I thought, you know what,